I think one is that in many cases we've not fully implemented good core instruction. So what happens is we're over-identifying kids for Tier 2 when Tier 1 is not as well implemented as it should be, which includes differentiation and support before we even begin to look at who needs Tier 2 instruction. I think another area that is problematic is progress monitoring. In part, we haven't had the best tools in mathematics for progress monitoring, but I think that's changing. There are a number of technically adequate means of monitoring progress and using those data to make decisions about children's need for intervention.